Well, it's our pleasure to welcome on and say good morning to Ted Harvey. He's the chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President on KCMO Talk Radio. Ted, good morning. Thanks for joining us here in Kansas City. We appreciate the time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Ted, take me through. I saw this pretty interesting story here this morning that I want to dive into with you. We're all excited, of course, about 2022, but already, you know, people are wondering what the 2024 cycle is going to look like and who the Republican nominee may be. I know we have a ways to go, but Mike Pence is going to New Hampshire, of course, one of the first states when we talk about primaries and presidential elections. What do you make of that news and what it signals for the former VP under President Trump?
Well, Mike Pence was a former governor for a significant state. He was a former vice president. Anytime you hold those positions, you're always going to want to shoot for the highest ring, which is being president of the United States. And if you look at the polls, if Trump doesn't run, Mike Pence is at the top of the list of people who could easily win the nomination. So I don't blame Mike Pence for getting out there and seeing what the temperature is in those early states.
Interesting. So if you're looking at this thing, though, is that because of do you believe, Ted, that's because of name ID? Or do you think that there is a real appeal for Mike Pence at the top of the ticket?
I think if you see what he did as vice president, when he was given the opportunity to lead, the president gave him probably the most important thing of the administration, which was handling of the COVID pandemic. And I don't think anybody would argue that he didn't handle that with incredible.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ted, hang tight one sec. We're having a little bit of a phone issue, Ted. We're going to just have our producer call you back here in a second on a different line. I don't know if that's our end or your end, but he's going to take care of that here on KCMO Talk Radio. Give us one second here to reconnect with Ted. Phone was a little spotty there, but I want to pick up on that question. I want to pick up on that question with Ted and ask him basically, you know, is the Trump voter on board with a guy like Mike Pence? I don't know. I mean, to me, a guy like Ron DeSantis makes a much better case than a Mike Pence at this point in time. I think that's a guy that unifies a lot of people in the Republican Party far more than a Mike Pence does. But that's just my opinion right now in terms of where the tea leaves are for Republican voters, as they're already getting excited, of course, about 2020. So, Ted, our apologies there. Just pick up that one on, you know, what you think the unifying aspect is of Mike Pence based on where his political career has been and where he could go going forward.
You bet. Well, I think obviously Mike Pence is one of the most competent professional people in American politics. And when you see how he handled the COVID pandemic, when Donald Trump handed that off to him, he handled it incredibly well. I think everybody, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you were on, you would say that he handled it pretty darn well. And I think that's one of his calling cards, is that he's a steady, very professional, conservative leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when you think about who else is in this thing, I mean, a lot of it hinges, of course, on what Donald Trump is going to do. From what you're hearing, I mean, what do you think he's thinking right now, which we know can change tomorrow, Ted, so I promise we're not going to hold you to this. But what do you think his thought process is today, or the people around him, what are they?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Thinking.
Well, I personally believe he will run. I was the chairman of the committee to defend the president for 4 years of his administration. I came to know his psyche pretty well, and he is a fighter, and he is not going to allow the Democrats to get away with what they did to him for 4 years and not want to come back and fight to push back against everything that they did. I think he's going to get in, and I think if he does, he's going to wipe the table with the Democrats. I don't see Joe Biden running again in 2024, and when Kamala Harris has a 28% approval rating, I don't see her being able to defeat Donald Trump. I think if he runs, he wins the nomination and he wins the presidency again.
So you think that will he have a legitimate primary opponent? Like people keep talking about a Ron DeSantis. Would he wait if Trump gets in 2024, or could you actually have then kind of a pretty spirited primary if that were to be the case?
No, if you look at the polls right now, if Trump runs, he has a 47% of the vote, and everybody else is down at 10% or below, and that includes DeSantis and that includes Mike Pence. So if Trump runs, I don't think anybody will get into the race to run against him. It would be a foolhardy, and I don't think they're not going to spend their political capital running against Donald Trump.
What's the timeline, you think? I mean, what's a realistic timeline on what Trump can or should do? Because if he's not going to do it, then you obviously want to allow people to get the ball rolling, right? So what do you think a reasonable timeline is here on this?
You know, I was just going to say that. I think he owes it to the other candidates. I think he owes it to the Republican Party to make this decision known sooner than later. And we're getting close to where the primaries are going to start heating up. So I think he's going to be making the decision at the first of the year, and we'll be able to hit the ground running from that point, regardless of who runs. But I think Trump will make a decision the first of the year.
The first of the party. 2022. So he's not waiting until after the midterms. Yeah. You're saying first of, like, in a couple months.
Yep.
Wow. So is he feeling good? I mean, what's the health deal? Because, you know, I mean, he dealt with the COVID. He's pushing, 80 years old, right? So, or no, mid-70s at this point. So how's he feeling right now in knowing him and talking to him as you have at 75 years old?
Yeah, no, I have not. I do not talk with the president. As a super PAC, we're not allowed to coordinate with the campaign at all. So okay. I have not talked with the president, but you just see him on the stump. Whatever vitamins he's taking, I want to know, because he's one of the most energetic people I've ever seen. And mid-70s, I'm not there yet, and I want to be taking whatever vitamins he's taking.
We're being joined and talking to Ted Harvey on KCMO, the chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President. How do you think this plays into the midterms then, Ted, in terms of it should be a good year for Republicans looking at how things have stacked up right now? What is Donald Trump's role in that? I mean, we saw he can be very effective in parts of the country that love him, but it's clear even in Virginia they kind of had the former president at an arm's length. So is it kind of on a per-need basis? Is that how you see that shaping up in 22?
Sure, it's going to be on a state-by-state basis. You look at Virginia, where Biden won by 10%. Trump did support the Republicans, all of the Republicans in Virginia, mm-hmm. but he was not a forefront on it, and we won that seat. And you look at he hasn't lost but maybe one of the candidates that he's endorsed around the country over the last couple of years, and so I think that he is not a liability. He is a plus for any Republican candidate that runs in a swing state. So I think he's going to play a significant role in the 2022 election.
Interesting stuff. Ted, thank you so much for being here in Kansas City. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Have a Thanksgiving.
You too. He's Ted Harvey, chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President on KCMO Talk Radio. Appreciate him hopping on here for a few minutes.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.